God damn it, Ellie. Get out of the fucking bag.
Hello and welcome to the second episode of Dynamic Resolution, a video game show. I'm your illustrious host, Shane O'Hare, greeted with two wonderful lads. We have Derek Digital Cranevelt.
We're back to greeted with. I thought it was dead.
We're greeted with. I
and
don't know.
Illustrious again.
Illustrious. Like, I'm great. And then we
welcome
have,
to the new show, same as the old show.
It's tremendous. We can start. All right, new intro. Hello, gamers. Hello, gamers. Are you ready? And then that is Mr. Logan from Memory Card. Welcome. Hello. Welcome to the new show.
Hello.
Same as the old show. Yes, Mr. Logan helped design our logo. Logo. So thank you. Appreciate that.
Anytime, baby.
Yeah, when are we gonna get a custom cassette tape?
Whenever, I don't know.
Okay, we're gonna commission it.
Yeah. First episode, fucking limited cassette run.
Oh, I'm down with that. I'll fund that. Derek, are you down with that?
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. Sick.
And then we just start releasing every episode on cassette.
That's gonna be expensive. That's gonna take up all. I need to make you a full-time employee to do that, because you're not gonna be able to do any of your other projects.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I'll go insane just listening to us have the same conversations over and over all day every day.
It's gonna be like a Catcher in the Rye type scenario where you just have like the same book. Or like just dozens of the same cassette tape. Like, oh, the numbers, Mason. What do they mean?
I start just like quoting word for word every episode at the drop of a hat.
Oh, that would be. Imagine if somebody could quote us word for word.
Put in a mental institution.
Yes. Or that could be great for torture for dissidents overseas or dissidents here domestically, depending on how things go. With the banking crisis. True. Derek, what do you think about the banking crisis?
I haven't really.
Good.
Smart.
Yeah.
Why?
I have I'm in Boston. I haven't like consumed the news at all until recently. And like recently today, this is Sunday, and I've been here since Thursday morning, and it's good. Like, not like I was so busy I didn't have time to read the news. My mental health has been tremendous. I highly suggest y'all don't do it. I haven't been on Twitter. I've barely been on Instagram and posting sick pics. Dynamic Resolution Show on Instagram. But yeah, I'm here for the PAX convention. I got to check out I did a few interviews, saw a lot of cool stuff. Is there anything you guys want to chit chat about before we just kind of
I want to hear about PAX. Why'd you go to PAX?
Why did I go all the way
on the East Coast when there's a PAX on the West Coast that I could also go to and see you at?
I can go to both.
I didn't think about that. No problem, then. Say no more.
Yeah,
say less.
It's not
say
like...
less. That's the first time I've ever used that word in my life, and I kind of hate it. And myself.
Say, hate yourself? Say less, dog. Yeah, it's not like you can only go to one of them a year. Like, they give you a punch card. It's like, you used it up.
Well, your bank must be doing fine, then, if you can afford to go to both PAXs.
I mean, you know, you got the dollar conversion. I keep forgetting about it.
Yeah, so. It's awful. I'm going to California on Wednesday, and the dollar will not be nice for me.
What what were you going to America for?
Jumbo. No.
Jumbo's clown room.
It's WrestleMania season, and WrestleMania is next weekend, and so I'm flying down to go to WrestleMania for the first time. Josh is going to be there. Josh and I and Megan are going to hang out and go to a few wrestling shows, and it's going to be really cool.
Yeah. SoFi Stadium, right?
SoFi Stadium, yeah. I'm staying just like a 20-minute walk from the stadium, so I won't have to deal with like Uber or anything when I leave. This is, I don't know why we're talking about this. Let's talk about PAX. But
oh, I don't know. I just,
oh, the dollar. It's going to be really expensive. Yeah, it's going to be really expensive.
I remember we went to LA last October for Jonathan's wedding, and we ended up at a venue called Jumbo's Clown Room. And I remember vividly texting Logan, like, dude, we're at a spot called Jumbo's Clown Room. And I think you said something to the effect of, like, motherfucker could have chosen any name, and he went with Jumbo's Clown.
You know, I don't remember this conversation, but that sounds like something I'd reply with.
Like, and it's been around forever. They have the URL jumbos.com. Like, like that's
a lot of people were going for it, but they got it.
So yeah, PAX East 2023. We decided to go to PAX. My girlfriend said, hey, do you want to go to PAX Boston? I was like, yeah, that'd be cool. She met up with a bunch of her friends from the Discord gaming server that they are on, and they are all well-adjusted people, not criminals.
Lame.
But then I decided to, well, if I'm going to go to PAX, I might as well flex on the nerds and get a media badge. And I did, and I had a handful of opportunities. First of all, pro tip, if you're going to fly into Boston, don't land at 5:44 in the morning, especially if you're going from the Alaska time zone to the Eastern time zone, because that was a rough day.
Damn. So what time did you leave Alaska?
I left Alaska at 3 p.m.
Jesus Christ.
I got there at 5:44 in the morning. I was in this like weird fugue state, and
had to ask like another passenger to rub Icy Hot on you so you could like sleep on the plane.
Yeah.
You straight up entered the Twilight Zone.
Dude, it was so insane. I ran into a friend of the show, Carlos Lopez, Anger Bananas from Skybound Entertainment. And we were checking some stuff out, and somebody saw my media badge, and he comes up. He's like, yo, what outlet are you with? Like, you want to check out the game? And I was like, yeah, let's. And the moment I started to like try to converse with a human being, like turn on like professional mode.
Did you go like right to PAX? Like you were there that morning after landing at 5 a.m.?
No, we went to our hotel, put our bags down, and then like we had nothing to do. We like, I can't remember where we went. Like we wandered around. That was a really rough first day. Like it was bad. But on the floor, like in the media hour, like 9 a.m. when the floor opened, this guy started talking to me. And the moment I tried to like turn the switch to like be like professional mode, like my brain was like, you got nothing in the tank. And I turned to him. I was like,
didn't know you had that switch.
Yeah. And I was like, hey man, I'm gonna keep it real with you. Like, I just came from Alaska. I don't think I can talk to you right now. I will come back later. Give me your card. I am sorry, but this is not gonna happen. And he's like, oh, I get it. I went to bed at 7 p.m. that night, and then woke up at 1 a.m. So it was, yeah, it was less than ideal. But my first real interview was with Apogee Games. Yes, that Apogee Games. They've been around since the late 80s, and they're still around.
Have they always still been around, or did they die and then like someone bought the name and then they came back?
Same guy. Met the founder too.
Really?
Like Apogee Games started id, and like they started Epic Mega Games. Like that's like Apogee is like the like the source of all these big studios. And they are, I'm heavily embargoed. I asked them if what I can talk about, but I checked out The Rise of the Triad. I don't know what the subtitle is off the top of my head, but they're re-releasing Rise of the Triad, that first-person shooter from the 90s. Unfortunately, I can't talk shit about it until May. But
damn, so you got lots of time to prepare then.
Yes. Let me tell you. Very excited. If you are into like those boomer shooters, like the old 90s shooters, this is going to be the one for you.
How come? Tell me more.
I can't.
You can tell us why you're excited about it.
No, they literally spilling the beans. They literally said you can't talk about anything.
Okay.
Like, I can't talk about. What are they going to do? SWAT you?
Well, they might be like, hey, DMCA takedown. Like, I gave them my business card, so they're like, hey, this guy.
Oh, so they will SWAT you?
Yeah. But I was like, what can I say? And the guy's like, well, just, you know, tell your listeners that it looks promising. And I was like, why am I here then? why was I here for over an hour and talk to like a dozen people, like all these developers, and ask all these questions if I can't talk about anything until May? So it does look promising. Let's go with that. And then my next set of events, I got to check out three of Skybound Entertainment's games that they're coming out with. First one is WrestleQuest. And I chatted with the head developer, Flynn. And this game is pretty dope. Derek, you'll be interested in this. They have 20 fully licensed wrestling legends.
This is like an, it's like, is it like an RPG or something? I feel, yeah, like, it's like I remember seeing something about this game ages ago and thinking like, holy shit, that sounds really cool. And then it just disappeared for me. And I couldn't remember anything about it. So you posted like a photo of their booth or their standee or something. And I was like, shit, that was the game. So sorry to interrupt you. Tell me more.
No. It's like Paper Mario meets wrestling. It's very Paper Mario. And I hate like this whole time I kept playing these awesome games. I'm like, oh, it's like yada yada. It's like such and such. And I'm like, and I felt like, man, that, like, I hate to be comparing this, but it's the easiest way to describe it. If you're not going to like look it up, it's like Paper Mario, like Thousand Year Door gameplay, but with wrestlers. And the environment is that they're all, everybody in this world is toys, so like little like wrestler toys. And each, there's like different worlds that you can go through, and there's like a narrative, and there was a lot of narrative heavy games that I was trying to demo, and it's impossible when you're conducting an interview and you're on this loud ass floor, and I have trouble understanding people in loud environments. So I don't know what the narrative was, but there's like the lead dev that I talked to is like a huge wrestling fan, and they got he loved like the Macho Man, Jake the Snake, Andre the Giant fight, and so he talked about like that could be like that's gonna be in the game. But art style is adorable, music is dope. It's a turn-based RPG like Paper Mario, and there's also a crowd meter, like a hype meter, so if you keep doing the same move over and over again, you're gonna lose hype,
right?
And you can do special moves, and there's gimmicks, and that I can't remember when the release date is. They're shooting for this year. That game was really cool. I think
is that a PC only game, or will that be coming to consoles as well, do you know?
I believe it's on everything. I believe it's on everything, because they were running the demos on Windows PCs, but give me a moment. What do you think about like the little bit that you remember from WrestleQuest? What do you?
I don't think I saw any more than just like artwork, but it was instant, you know. And I think that it was like the artwork, obviously, even not in motion, you're like, oh, it looks like a Paper Mario type RPG or something. Like, obviously, it's heavily inspired by that. But I don't even know, like, because I haven't been to a, like, was it at Comic-Con or something? I don't know where it was, but I, yeah, it just caught my eye for sure. And, you know, it's been a long time since I played a game like that for sure. And obviously, it drew me in being wrestling related. And, yeah, I think I was like, I hope that this is coming to like Xbox, because, you know, not being like a PC gamer, that would limit my ability to play it.
I would be surprised if it wasn't. The next game that I got to check out from them was called Vice Undercover, and it's a very stylized, it's the word Vice and then a line and then NDR CVR. And I was like, what the hell does this mean? Like, oh dude, it's Vice Undercover.
And that's the, I'm that's so the only question that. He had to answer the whole weekend.
Yeah. But this game is, this game is, this one from that, that booth had me the most interested. It's a set in an alternate 1985 where the internet is way more powerful and like ahead of its time. But the only people that are using it are the cartels. And it's an alternate history, 85 Miami. You're a vice agent who goes undercover. And it is...
Wow, that logo is not, that's got to change. I'm sorry. That's got to, that they got to change that before
launch. I have to look it up now. But,
oh, where's my camera?
Yeah, that's the logo.
Like Vice Undercover. And mm-hmm. why is it undercover?
The idea is there. They got a cool idea. Not the best execution.
I don't see a line.
That logo is the old, like, that logo looks different than the one I saw.
I see.
I liked it. Anyway, so there's somebody that work that is an asset for the cartel, and they work in this like office building, and they leave their computer for an hour a day. So you sneak in, dress as a cleaner, and access their computer, and you're a vice agent. And the gameplay loop is the best way to describe it is Papers, Please meets Five Nights at Freddy's. So you're on the computer and you have to log in to the like the police net, and you get missions, and it's like, okay,
wait, you're logging into the police net on the mafia person's computer.
Yeah, you bring like a floppy disk of apps in. It's like the whole motif is very retro. So the operating system is called Amigo OS, kind of like the Amiga workbench. There's like a Netscape Navigator like reference. There's all these like old like software references. Mm-hmm. And so you get on the computer and then you get missions. And so the missions are very Papers, Please, where they give you a photo of someone like, hey, we need to find out what this guy's name is. So then like you go through the files and like, oh, that guy looks similar to that photo. I think that's him. And then you have to like copy.
It's just like real life.
Yeah. And so you have to like copy and paste like the data over. You can talk to the cartel and pretend to be this guy mm-hmm. that works at the station. You then have to like, if you complete a mission, you have to do like the moral choice of like, okay, do I divulge all the info? Because when I started the demo, like my contact back at the police station, there was like a conversation choice where it was like, we need to talk about what happened the other night. It's like, we don't have time to right now. You're in the middle of a mission. So there's like, I immediately just didn't trust the guy. Uh-huh. So after I completed the first mission, it said, do you want to tell so-and-so like what you found, and yes or no. So there's like a moral choice, like, so to speak. You have to manage like the system memory. So if you have like a bunch of the different apps open, like your 256K memory will like fill up. Mm-hmm. So you have to manage the resources of kind of like how you organize your desk in Papers, Please.
Right.
And it's music is dope, synth wave, like Outrun style music. There'll be instances where, say, like the cleaning lady comes in, you got to hide. So that means you can't do any of the progress on the machine. The police radio will go off. That game only has like a I think like a 4-person development team. And that one had me the most,
I guess, for. I guess like the amount, because you know you have like an hour in game time or whatever, I guess like the amount of things you can accomplish per day, like, you know, you're not going to be able to do any everything or find out all of the info. So then you have to like prioritize what you're going to do or look up because your time is finite. Is that sort of how it goes?
Yeah. And there's like, you get the, you get these different missions and you could choose not to do like the story missions, and you can do other missions where you grind like cash to upgrade your software, or like you can upgrade system memory, upgrade your applications. And then it's like, it's set like a TV show. So there's 5 seasons that you can go through. That one had me the most stoked from Skybound.
That one sounds neat.
Yeah. Very, very, very cool. And then the last one I checked out from them was a game called Homestead Arcana. And it's Studio Ghibli. Scooby-Doo. How do you say it? Studio Ghibli? Ghibli?
I've always just said Ghibli.
I feel like I've had this conversation with 1,000 people and I still don't know.
Got
which
it.
Is correct.
Got it. So Studio Ghibli.
It's made by them or inspired by them?
Inspired by them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So the art style is very that. Hello?
What the fuck is my cat doing? Sorry.
I was like, someone making popcorn?
It's a bad time to pull out the Jiffy Pop. I know your hotel room's small, but can Justice like hold on a sec?
Bring out the Giffy Pop.
Okay. So yeah, sorry. She found a paper bag to climb inside and just be loud.
Okay. All right. So it's Studio Ghibli meets kind of like Earthbound. Not Earthbound. Homeward Bound? No. What's the game? The farming game.
Stardew Valley?
No. Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon?
So it's like Harvest Moon, but also there's a...
Do you think that's like we're in an age now... Like when we were growing up, it was, what if anyone ever asked you, what's that farming game? It was Harvest Moon. Yeah. I feel like today that is not the case. Like Stardew Valley is the farming game, and not only for like younger people who weren't around when Harvest Moon was good, but like also for people that played Harvest Moon back in the day. Like Stardew Valley is just like such a perfect game. I feel like it is the farming game, or Farmville. Like I wonder which one is the, you know, Sam. Like, because all the old people are probably like, oh, Farmville, but...
Would like, Animal Crossing not be the
I feel like Stardew Valley,
I mean, I don't think about... I've never played any of them, so...
I don't think that you farm... I mean, you farm items, like, collect a lot of things, but it's not... You don't, like, farm.
Let's consult the girlfriend. Justice, would you consider Animal Crossing a farming game? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. She's an Animal Crossing expert.
This anyway. Shows how much I know about Nintendo games.
But there's also, so farming game, Studio Ghibli, and then a roguelike mechanic where, so the earth is covered in a big miasma. You are this girl and you have your cat.
Side note, I fucking love the word miasma.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite words. Dude, carry
it's,
on.
It's, no, that's a tasty word. And you have this cat. That talks. It's voiced by Yuri Lowenthal, friend.
Very nice.
Friend of the show. I don't think he knows our show exists, but
friend of a show that we are friends of as well.
Yeah, yeah. So 3 degrees of what's his name again? Yuri Lowenthal. Yuri Lowenthal. But you start on this little homestead.
That's Spider-Man to you.
Didn't he do Sonic?
Spider-Man. He did Spider-Man.
He did other stuff that I was...
He's done a lot of stuff. He's done a lot of stuff. But he was a really good Spider-Man.
Yeah. So you start on this little homestead that's protected by the miasma. And you build it up. You can build a workbench. You can plant plants and harvest them. You can do all sorts of stuff. But then you go out into the miasma and you have a mask that protects you. And the mask has a timer that limits how long you can be out there. And you have to go out there and discover the mysteries of why this miasma is happening. And it's I got the gist of it pretty quick. Like, you have items that you have to craft, you have missions that you can do, you have quests, and there's not a big penalty for dying in the Miasma. Like, things will show back up, so you can like recover stuff. But it's they purposely made it to be like real chill, and they want to go after like the Animal Crossing.
A chill roguelike? A roguelike for Animal Crossing players? That sounds paradoxical.
Well, I mean, you can lose your items in Animal Crossing.
But like, roguelikes are generally like very, very hard. And Animal Crossing, you just, I haven't played enough Animal Crossing, so I'm probably offending people, but I feel like you just exist and do what you want to do, and like, there's not a lot of penalty for choosing to do something else.
That's just what the man told me. Okay. All right. I don't know why I'm getting like the Inquisition over here.
I'm literally asking you questions.
And I told you what the man told me.
I didn't know that that was the man speaking. I thought that was you speaking. So I was asking you to clarify. Is the man available currently?
Call him up.
I think I have his car. Let's call him. We'll put him on the phone. He was a nice British man who worked for Skybound. There's no combat. And when I say like, it's rogue light, so they're like, it didn't seem like there was a huge penalty if your mask ran out of time and you just died in the Miasma. Like he said, you can get the items back, but you can upgrade the mask and you can find these trees that will like suck up the poison and like let you progress out farther and farther. And I think it'd be a perfect game for like a resource collecting Animal Crossing Stardew Valley type of fan. I think right. I think that would be right up my girlfriend's alley. That sounds inappropriate.
Only because you made it inappropriate. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. So
how do you guys know that?
What?
How do you guys know that absolutely thing?
Adult Swim.
Yeah, what are you talking about? It's Adult Swim. Absolutely.
Well, it's like a production company, but I didn't know that have you guys watched like Nathan For You and like Review and stuff? Or and like what other shows?
Like the Tim and Eric show?
Yeah, I was gonna say, wasn't like Tim and Eric?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't watched that one.
Tim and Eric
Eric Andre show, I think, is.
Yeah, Tom Goes to the Mayor.
Tom Goes to the Mayor, okay. Goes Hard.
I don't know what most of those are. I just wanted to know if you like Nathan For You.
No, I don't.
Oh. Nah. We're Tim and Eric folk.
Yeah, Tim and Eric, like Tom Goes to the Mayor.
The man told me that. that
well,
Nathan
the man
really
told me
all, so.
That you should watch Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
Rats off to you. Do you know what that means? Do you get that?
No.
I bet Logan knows rats off to you.
I don't.
It looks like by the look on his face, he definitely does.
Well,
You don't have to say it. We know you know.
Yeah, I know. The man told me I know.
So there's a I checked out this other game.
Before you jump into the next game, this was like your first big convention like since COVID started, wasn't it? Like, was this your first convention?
No, it's LA Comic Con.
Oh, you went to, okay. All right. I was gonna ask, like, how did it feel being at a convention again? Did you miss it? What were your favorite part? Like, but did it feel more like a olden days convention than LA Comic Con did? Because LA Comic Con was like, that was pre SDCC last year, and that was like their first big event. Did this feel more normal?
Yes, LA Comic Con still feels very small. Like, they're trying to get their identity. There's like a lot of like beef jerky salesmen at LA Comic Con.
Like, actually, like, selling beef jerky?
Yes.
How was it? What, did you buy some?
I would never buy beef jerky from a booth at a comic book convention. That just seems a little odd. The man told me
the biggest risk is the one you don't take.
Well, you know, you miss all the balls you don't shoot. Wayne Gretzky, I think.
Michael Scott.
this felt like the first like true convention. Mm-hmm. There wasn't like any offsite stuff.
There wasn't any offsite stuff.
No,
there was so much of that when I went to PAX West a few years ago.
I got to talk about how fucking weird this part of Boston is. This is insane.
Which part?
I'm in Seaport, right near the convention center. Like, we're like a 10-minute walk from the convention center, I think. This part of Boston, just 6 p.m. rolls around, everything shuts down. Just off. Like, there's 10 Dunkin' Donuts around us. They all shut down at 6 p.m. Like, we were trying to find fucking coffee. Just, like, anything.
There's always Jack in the Box.
No, there's no fast food around here.
Oh, no, they don't have Jack in the Box over there, do they?
No, they have, they don't on the East Coast, no.
No.
There's, like,
they don't in the Midwest, too, let me tell you.
Oh, rest and rip. There's no fast food. There's a Shake Shack, but that's not like fast food per se.
It's like a bit slow for me. I wish it was quicker.
And like the nearest McDonald's was across the river. The nearest 7-Eleven was across the river. I couldn't find
too far to swim.
It was cold river. I couldn't.
You'd have to like hang out on the other side because like you're supposed to wait a while. You can't swim right after you eat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I couldn't. The only place I ran out of like my nicotine pouches. So the only place I could find nicotine was the West.
The booth at
the cigarette booth.
Traveling nicotine salesman.
No, it was the gift shop at the fucking Westin Hotel, and it was $16 a pack for a pack of cigarettes. I'm like, holy shit. And the woman's
like,
how
much is a pack of cigarettes usually?
Like 10, 11?
That's a markup, all right.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, we mark them up that high so people don't buy them. You don't want to buy your cigarettes here. And I was like, wow, you have the accent. Yeah, I'm born and raised. I'm like, damn, okay. Like everything shuts down at 6 p.m. It's so bizarre. Like Dunkin' Donuts in Boston, like America runs on Dunkin'. They're fucking
Boston
everywhere.
Don't.
No, especially Seaport, like nothing. All these restaurants closed early too. It was bizarre. And this part of town feels like, did any of you play Watch Dogs?
Yes.
No.
This part of town felt like a super sanitized, like, NPC map.
Yeah.
Like, this city is, like, absurdly clean.
Okay, there's, really?
No trash. No homeless. I didn't see one homeless person. When I was in LA, it was like you were going into, like, a battle royale, like, walking down the street with homeless people. Like, you remember, dear. Like... Glendale.
It felt like Vancouver.
It was no trash anywhere. And just everybody walking around looks like fucking NPCs. Like, they all have designer dogs and like designer clothes on, and they're all going to their weird banking job. And there was all these different like megacorps that own these buildings. Mm. And they all had like crazy evil sci-fi logos, like Vertex. And like you look into a lobby and it's just, you know, Vertex, Amadon, and it looks like the lobby to the Lara Croft building from that Lara Croft movie that came out in like 2018. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I was like, this is weird. There's like weird, not we, like the art looks cool, but there's sculptures like in the medians between the roads everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it just looks like generic like video game asset 10. And then just everything like shuts down. One of our friends went to go to a Dunkin' Donuts. It was on Google Maps. And she's like, well, the map says it's in this building, but there's nothing in this building. And she just took us a photo of what looked like an empty building video game asset for like a sci-fi movie. And I'm like, what the, where the fuck are we? It was so weird. CVS didn't have any nicotine. Like, oh, sorry, we don't serve this.
It was just an offsite event, the whole place for Vice Undercover.
Yeah. And it was just like, oh, we don't do that here. It was very Stepford Wives.
It's so wild the way you're describing this. I was like, okay, I've been to Boston once and you're describing nothing like what I experienced. So I was like, where is fucking the place I was at compared to this? And I was across the river. where it's a totally different world. It was like a normal fucking city there. Straight up like, yeah, I remember walking out of this like venue I went to see a show at, and like, yeah, there's like six gas stations within walking distance, sketchy people everywhere.
There's no gas stations over here. There's none. There's no gas stations in this part of the town. And like,
it's wild.
Dude, it is so, it has to be like just heavily policed and heavily controlled. And like, we talked to some people that, that live here, and they're like, oh yeah, nobody lives in this part of town. I'm like, what's apartment buildings? These giant apartment buildings.
Those are just for show.
Dude, it felt like one of those like fake Chinese cities. Just like, oh yeah, my job is to walk up and down this street with my designer dog for like the the chancellor. It's just like, I the first night when I woke up at like 1 a.m., I was starving. I was like, oh, I'm going to walk to a 7-Eleven. The closest 7-Eleven was across the river, and it had a 1-star review. And I was like, why is this 7-Eleven so
who's,
like...
Who's going online to review 7-Elevens?
Dude.
People who are pissed off that it was a shitty 7-Eleven.
This particular 7-Eleven. It's like
I came all the way from the other side of the river, and this is how they treated me?
Dude, the people hated the owner of this 7-Eleven. His nails are long and dirty. The Asian man that owns the store is racist. Like, damn. I'm like, it's 1:30 in the morning and I'm reading 7-Eleven reviews. Like, jet lag is a bitch. So then I needed food. I was starving. So I made a DoorDash account.
You were down bad.
I made a DoorDash account, and then after I got my food, I deleted my DoorDash account. But I gotta show you, I'm gonna send it into the Discord, the photo the guy took when he dropped off my food looks like a snuff film.
Oh, that looks, see, I saw that when you sent it to me, but I was like, I don't, that looks like a normal fucking thing. Is that not how your ordered pictures look?
No, they look like, I heard a scratching at the door at like 2 a.m. I'm like, what the is there a mouse? And I look through the window, there's a man taking flash photography in my hallway. I'm like, what's going on? It's just the lighting and like the flash and like the bad focus. It looks like a crime scene photo. But
what did you order?
Some kind of Asian chicken.
At 1:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Wow. Was it good?
It wasn't worth it. It was mid. Mm-hmm. I probably should have just had water and went back to sleep.
Must have been from your side of the river.
No, it was from like...
God damn it, Ellie. Get out of the fucking bag.
Last of Us Season 2.
Real talk, my cat is named after Ellie from The Last of Us.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm taking this away.
Was she in the bag just now?
No, I pulled her out.
Oh, I was like, damn, you strong. Or that cat light. Yeah, this part of town is just bizarre, and just everything is like the Starbucks in the lobby of the Westin like shut down at 6 p.m. Like, we're looking for coffee, like, oh, there's a Starbucks in the lobby, and it's just gated off.
I mean, maybe they're like, what, you don't need coffee at 6 p.m. it's almost time for bed,
dude. Like, people, like, do you remember like the lobby parties in the Hyatt during Comic-Con?
Yeah
this is like that's what happens at the Westin. So like, they're busy. Maybe they just want to sell espresso martinis, but dude, like, it's wild. So shouts out PAX East. Like, you're in like the most like Stepford Wise manicured city in town. Cause like, when you go to PAX Seattle, like, there's homeless people, there's needles, like there's people, there's free,
it's a whole booth of them.
Yeah. You're getting free hip hop outside. Oh, I saw no free hip hop.
Was that in Seattle? No, that wasn't in Seattle. Oh, it happened. Yeah. It's because I learned in Los Angeles, you know. Yeah. I just didn't fall for it again.
Yeah, Courtney fell for it in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what was the next game? Oh yeah. So this was, we just,
why kept, are we here again?
I kept,
who are you?
We kept equating, like, we were in like a map that just didn't get loaded in, or a server that just had really like weird restrictions. I played a game called Blackout Protocol, and it was cool. It's like a co-op dungeon crawler, like a top-down isometric, like Diablo clone, but like Diablo with guns. And like, it's loosely inspired by like the SCP Foundation. Like, you play an agent for this agency. Tight. And you
that
go
in.
Yeah, it was fun, but you can like go down into this area that had an incident, and you have to like go contain it. And it's basically like a bunch of like kind of Left 4 Dead, like just like waves of monsters that are coming at you, and then there's like bosses, and there's stuff that you got to do, and you can carry two weapons, upgrade them. There's buffs, there's like a revive system. There was a cool mechanic. It's very like Left 4 Dead. Like, if you get downed and like your health starts to go down, and then you get revived, wherever it like dropped to, that's your new max. And there's safe zones and stuff. That's on Steam now. Or it's coming out very soon. You can wishlist it. That game was very fun. It'd be a great co-op game to play. But today, I'm walking down the aisle, and I see a TV with like gameplay on it. And I'm like, that looks like it, and it was like the same gameplay, like an isometric like shooter. And I'm like staring at this TV, and I'm like, why does this look so familiar? And this guy comes out, and he's like, sees my media badge, and he's like, hey, what outlet are you with? Do you want to check out our game? And I'm like, oh no, I have an interview soon. Like, what's going on? He's like, well, what do you like about this? And I'm like, well, I know I saw the TV and moving colors. So like your advertisement worked. Like, what do you mean what I like about it? I'm like, I don't know, I saw the shiny thing. And he's like, okay, well, let me tell you about this game. It's like Diablo with guns. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? He's like, yeah, so you should check out our game. Well, now, pop quiz. What was the name of the game that I just talked about?
That was the Blackout Protocol.
Yeah. This game is called Mythic Protocol. And it is the same.
I mean, Protocol, Callisto Protocol, like the word's coming back.
It's the same exact game. You're an agent going into a zone that has been compromised by a thing, and you're trying to contain it. And it's a Diablo clone, and there's a roguelike with guns. And I thought I was the universe was I thought the universe was gaslighting me. I like straight up was like, no, I already played this. I played this yesterday. Like, what's going on? Like, I talked to the developers.
You were just getting Scooby Dude. It was just the same guy with a mustache or something.
Well, I turned like 2 degrees to the left, and I saw the booth for Blackout Protocol. And then I turned to, and I'm like, Mythic Protocol? Blackout Protocol. What is going on? What is going on?
It's like you just, you know, it's like when you think that the next big thing is coming, like that idea comes to multiple people or multiple companies at the same time. It's like when you get like Happy Feet and Surf's Up within like 6 months of each other. Like, that doesn't, you know, they're like penguins doing human things. That's going to be the next big thing. And this time they're like, what if we made, you know, people love Diablo again. Like, it had, you know, the don't you have phones thing that was so long ago. Diablo Immortal came and went. Now people are excited for Diablo 4 again. You know what else Americans love? Guns. So what if we put the two together and they've got a hit?
Well, when you like that movie thing, that's usually, and I could be wrong, but say like a big movie's coming out and like a competing studio's like, all right, we need, like, it was, what was it? Deep Impact and Armageddon. So like Armageddon's getting pinched. Like, all right, we need our Armageddon. We'll check our scripts. What do we got? Oh, this script looks the same. All right, produce it. We need to have a competing movie out. This was just so weird that it was the exact same game. Like, the art style looked real similar. It wasn't like literally exact same game, but everything looked similar. And I'm like, do these guys, like, is this a scam? Like, am I being pranked right now? They're like 50 feet from each other. I can see like the booths from each other. And
Then like, you looked up at the sign and it said Blue Box Games.
I was just trying to think of a way to like make a joke about Hassan Karaman or something.
And it was, I was like, this is, I was like, I'll come back. And like, I had both of their business cards, completely different studios. Like the one studio was Korean. The other guy was like Chinese. And I'm just like, is this like, is this a prank? Is it the same game, but coming with two studios so they could like, this guy was really like, he came out of nowhere like, whoa, what interests you about my game? I'm like, the shiny colors? Like, like, don't go down the row. You'll see the other, like, don't look behind that curtain. It, like that really like blew me away. What else did I play? Rightfully Bary Arms, and Bary as in B-E-A-R-Y, and you're a teddy bear, and it is a it is a roguelike. Seems to be the trend of games this year at PAX, but it is a roguelite twin stick shooter.
But it's Diablo with guns and bears.
Yeah. This is very Enter the Gungeon with different progression aspects. Like you can get a different gun and upgrade it and get boosts. If you die, something that really like was cool that jumped out to me is that if you die, you choose a I can't remember what they called it, but like a debuff. That is something negative. Like, all right, you died. So like all enemies, like, you can pick which one. There's like three of them. Like all enemies move faster. You get less ammo or do less damage for like the next run. And there's not much to say about it. Wish listed on the Steam. They really are open to community feedback. It's like two guys that are making a game in their spare time. They're both full-time software developers. Very cute. If you like Enter the Gungeon, it's like very much that bullet hell twin stick shooter.
That is cute.
Yeah, the motif is cute. You're a teddy bear in like your toy box fighting like I think you can get like the gun I used was the cap gun, and you can get like glue stick guns, glue guns and stuff like that. But yeah, so that's all like the big standout games that I played on the floor. There was a lot of I didn't get an opportunity to play that Xenotilt pinball, which looks dope. And I thought of you, like I think we were in the group chat, like you mocking, yeah. Like refresh my memory.
I was like, what? I think you sent a random picture from PAX, and I was like, what kind of pinball stuff they got? And then you had a picture of this booth. Already yeah. ready to go. Like I was yeah. like, oh, there's no way that there is anything, first of all, but also you probably wouldn't look at it. So
yeah,
you had it in the, you know, ready to go.
Yeah, but you felt foolish.
No, not really. I mean, usually, but not in that moment. No.
Logan.
Yeah.
What do you know about speed running?
I watch far more speedrunning stuff than I ever expected myself to, not gonna lie. I got into the YouTube rabbit hole of people like speedrunning Mario 64, and now I just get a lot of speedrunning stuff, and it's all always interesting.
Did you speak before I get into the rest of my topic? Did you know that there was a solar flare that hit the Earth, and it hit at the right time that it hit the speedrunner's Nintendo 64 and flipped a bit and caused Mario to like shoot through the ceiling on TikTok clock. And the community, like the video game community, spent years trying to figure out this new skip. And it turns out it was literally just a freak, like act of God that hit this guy's, like, I can't remember explicitly how they figured it out, but it was, yeah, there was a bad solar flare, hit this guy's Nintendo, and it flipped a bit and just shot him through the roof, and it disrupted the speedrunning community for years.
That sounds exactly like Mario 64 speedrunning. That's the kind of crazy shit that's happening. Like the guy who completed the game blindfolded.
Yeah, dude.
Like, that shit's not... Like, you can't do that.
No, like, there's, like, the Hazy Maze Cave. Like, I don't know how you could do, like, do that.
For real. Like, but yeah, go on.
I got to check out, like, Games Done Quick, like, a late night speed running. They did, like, a bad speed running, and then they did a good speed running. They played a bad game.
Now, how do you do a bad speed running event? Like, they like the way I'm playing The Last of Us right now could be considered bad speedrunning because I'm just fucking meticulous.
Bad speedrunning is just playing it as long as possible.
You just try to never complete the game.
No,
I'm bad speedrunning Elden Ring right now. I haven't played it in a year.
No, sorry. No, I put the bad modifier on the wrong part. Bad game, comma, speedrunning.
Okay, see, that makes a lot more sense.
No, not doing speedrunning poorly, but speedrunning bad games.
Okay, yeah.
they were playing this game called Baby Coyote, and I implore one of you to look up Baby Coyote on Steam while we're doing this. But it is a game that was made by a gentleman in...
I googled Baby Coyote, and I just got a bunch of pictures of coyotes.
It was made by a gentleman in Turks and Caicos.
I heard he wasn't that gentle.
Really? Wait, what happened?
No, it was just specifically you said gentleman twice, like not like a dude or like a person. Just specific. Never mind.
Oh, I get it.
And it's a side-scrolling, like platformer game where you play this little baby coyote, but it's
that's being generous with the description. Yeah. It kind of looks like a potato monster.
Yeah. And you're fighting. It is a terrible, terrible game. And like the cutscenes,
it appears that there's a boss that looks like Ahsoka Tano from Star Wars, kind of.
Yep. And there's also like the big bad is just like a stuffed animal cat that flies a blimp. But I watched these guys like speedrun this game and like talk about the mechanics. And there's actually at one point during the speedrun, you have to open up your registry editor, edit a registry entry, change it from like 11 to 12, and then go back into the game so you can go to the next part of the level. Like there's one part where you're in space and there's like an Earth in the background, but the Earth is a rendered object, and the only like, if you get up to this platform and you try to jump over it, the Earth like parallax scrolls and like bumps into you. So the only way you can get past it was very much like TMNT on the NES. So instead of like jumping over the gap, you just have to walk, and you're walking in front of it like on the platform. This game was bad, but watching these guys do these like pixel jumps and everything. But then they switched to good speedrunning and started doing Ape Escape speedrunning, which I had zero exposure with. Did you know that you can hover with the slingshot?
I did not.
Yeah.
See, I went as soon as I saw the little text in our comments here that said speedrunning Ape Escape, I immediately got a pain in my hands from the thought of trying to speedrun the fucking helicopter thing. It's like that,
like on your palm with your palm, like
yeah, like as fast as you fucking can.
You can hover with the slingshot, because when you pull the slingshot back, apparently it just expects you to be on the ground, so you can jump, slingshot, jump, slingshot, and basically fly. Watching this guy, he also had the hula hoop, which is like a speed boost. Watching him like fly across these maps, and like he'll be up in the sky and like pull out the net and like fall down. And he talked about how like the hitbox, like there's a beach level that the optimal, like if you look at the water, the frame rate drops. So it's like, all right, the best route for this game is to never look at the water. And so he's like making these backward catches, and he explained that like the hitbox for an ape that's sleeping on like a beach chair, like overlaps with like the hitbox of like the umbrella he's under. So if you are on the umbrella, like you don't have to touch him, you can just like catch the air. Very interesting. Like I'm a huge fan of like speedrunning like culture, but watching it live was was dope, especially with a crowd that was like cheering on. Like I really want to go to a Games Done Quick and watch like more bad game speedrunning. Like it's super, super dope.
Topical plug. I'm releasing an Ape Escape soundtrack cassette tape on Friday the 31st.
Damn.
So hell yeah.
Look at that. Where can people find that?
It will be on memorycard.shop, spelled MMRYCRD.shop.
Yeah. Been talking to those undercover guys, huh?
I don't get it.
Because letters missing.
You laughed at it, and then you were like, I don't get it. So I thought you were joking about not getting it because the laugh seemed genuine.
I laughed politely thinking I would get the joke.
That it would come to you after. Yeah.
But I didn't get it. So, but I do now, and it's funny. So the laugh was still genuine. And then lastly, for the events, I checked out the Mega 64 20th anniversary panel. It was a good panel. They showed like a...
It was all right. Not worth flying from Alaska for, but...
No. If I flew from Alaska to explicitly see this, I would feel profoundly ripped off. Mm-hmm. Like, Derek and Sean didn't make it.
I feel like there's very few things that flying from Alaska to Boston would feel justified for.
Well, I mean, I...
Certainly not late-night Dunkin' Donuts.
Dude, it's just like they don't exist. Like there's three of them like around me. They're just closed. One of them doesn't even exist. Like literally it's in a building that is like just empty under construction. Mega 64 panel was cool. They did like a little like 20th anniversary, like retrospective of like, just like skits and stuff throughout history. They talked about, they were on local news and they did a Q&A, talked about some stuff that they're like, please don't talk about this, so I'm under embargo, but I might be in an upcoming Mega 64 video around April 1st. So stay tuned. But I love those guys.
It's going to be your big break.
It's going to be, yeah, big break. Getting away from you. Get these two albatrosses away from me. Those guys are great. They have the best merch game. Got to chat with Garrett from Mega 64. He's like one of the good ones.
one of the few good ones out there.
Yeah, that's what.
One of the bad ones.
No, like
everyone else fucking sucks.
But Garrett, one of the good ones.
No, he was a nice guy. He's like, just, you know, one. How have you not heard that phrase before? Mr. Get me a beverage and
I've heard the phrase before. It just doesn't make any sense.
it's just like a weird like yokel way of saying like he's a nice guy. He's one of the good ones. Bah. So I don't know. I feel like such a backwater yokel in this town. I walk through a shopping mall to get to a California Pizza Kitchen, and I'm like, damn, I feel like coming to America, like yokel, like this is like goddamn. And I got a little tired and punchy, and we went to a taco bar tonight. And the guy's like, "Hey, how are you guys doing? Have you been here before? Do you know how the menu works?" I don't know what came over me, but I turned to him like, "We ain't from around these parts." And everybody at my table looks at me like, "What the? Who are?" We ain't from around these parts, partner. You best be watching.
What are these here tacos?
You got about 5 seconds to explain before I start shooting.
I start blasting. I heard Donald Trump says he's is from Mexico and we need to build a wall. Why are they in Boston? Where the fuck that came from. So yeah, that was PAX East. Got to hang out with my girlfriend, her friends, checked out all bunch of stuff. There was
did you get to hang out with my friend in Boston, Eric, that I've never told you about?
Yeah, dude, he was there. He was like, yo. Derek is not laughing.
That was the lamest joke.
I didn't get the joke.
Dude. Wait, what was the joke? Wait, I think we might be laughing for two different reasons.
I use the word joke very liberally there.
Okay, so like you really have a friend named Eric here.
I do, yes.
Okay, so we are laughing at the same thing.
Yes.
It's
stupid that it was so funny.
Yeah.
You got Shane going into his like Professor Frink laugh too. That's so fuck that's pretty off. Rare.
I hate The Simpsons.
You should work on your laugh then.
somebody in my office at my work, actually multiple coworkers, like comment on my suits and they're like, oh, because like I used to work at a men's warehouse for years. My wardrobe is literally, I just downsized my dresser like a couple of weeks ago. My wardrobe consists of men's formal wear and Mega 64 t-shirts.
I was gonna say a 94 Mega 64 t-shirt.
Yeah, like I had four drawers of Mega 64 t-shirts, and then a bunch of Logan's t-shirts, and I'm like,
hell yeah.
I was like, dude, I had two trash bags of Mega 64 t-shirts that I brought to my hangar. I'm like, holy shit, this shit.
Thought you were gonna like send them to Goodwill or something, but you're like, that I brought to my hangar.
I had to do the collectibles. I could have put them in storage, but I have coworkers that are like, oh man, you're always wearing these suits. You kind of give me Joker vibes. And I'm like, don't say that. No, he's like, what? Joker's cool. Like you know, you got like a funny laugh and like you're always dressed up. And I'm like,
they've got the essence of the Joker right there.
You're the Joker, baby.
Whenever somebody works like, yeah, man, you got big Joker vibes today. I think of I'm the Joker, baby. And I just like, don't do that. Do you know what? Like the circles that I run in, how much of an insult it is to be like a Joker fan. Like, bro, that is like the cringiest shit ever. I'm his Harley and he's my Joker. Like...
Like, you got the Marge Simpson voice down too.
And the Boston accent.
Welcome to Boston, homie. Did you get some chowder? Cause I'm the Joker, baby.
Sure as hell didn't get no Dunkin' Donuts.
Derek's not laughing at anything.
I was laughing so hard. What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry.
It just ended in an appropriate amount of time.
What was I saying? Oh yeah. So
the man told me I was laughing too hard, so I tried to cut back.
So Boston PAX. It was very
I don't know if just after all that it was like, so Boston.
It was very cool. Dug it. I would love to come to Boston. I have like all day tomorrow. And like the one thing I wanted to do outside of the convention.
Find a Dunkin' Donuts.
Dude.
Finally cross the river.
Like I think I've spent enough time in Tutorial Island that I can progress to the next one. The one thing I wanted to do was check out the USS Constitution. It's fucking closed on Mondays. How do you close a boat?
They got it. Maybe that's when they clean it. It's cleaning day.
I mean, the museum's open, boats open. Like, damn, dude, I haven't like drunk at like a hotel in a considerable amount of time, dude. Fucking price of liquors through the roof. $15 margaritas or martinis. Like, what the fuck?
You guys don't. I guess that's American dollars. Yeah, it's quite a bit. It's quite a bit.
Yeah, it's like goddamn. What else? Oh yeah, I bought the Cowboy Bebop board game. Very cool.
Maybe that'll save the show.
Yeah. Wait, our show?
No, the Cowboy Bebop show.
Oh. We're gonna do a podcast where we play the Cowboy Bebop board game.
Audio only.
Yeah, audio.
I gotta say one thing.
But for charity.
Fuck that, charity, that, dude, for my pocketbook.
That actually sounds fucking tight. I've been playing the Resident Evil board games recently.
Those look great.
Yeah, I have 2 and 3, and I've been playing them with my friends. It's the first time I've used them since I bought them fucking 4 years ago. So, and they're pretty cool.
Nice.
Are they easy to understand if you haven't played the first one?
The first one isn't out.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Yeah. So Boston. I gotta say one thing. I saw like a live, like D&D thing being recorded, and I'll keep it a buck with both of you. That's $2. That stuff was.
We call that a toonie over here. In these tier parts.
I'll keep it a toonie with you, all right? That shit was fucking lame. Like, watching four people on stage in costume, like, playing D&D in, like, a full auditorium. I was like, yo, this is dumb. Hey, I'm from Boston. This is stupid. Where's the Dunkin'? I don't want to like bash people that were enjoying it because it was a full auditorium. I was in the back, but I was like, this is so dumb. Like what was his name? Xavier Woods? Who's the sex tape Xavier wrestler? Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could, that's one way to describe him.
Like, I only know him as the sex tape wrestler.
I imagine the way that you feel about watching people play D&D is probably how my parents felt when I started watching Markiplier. They're like, so you're just watching him play games? Why don't you play games? It's like, dude, you're missing the point.
Dude, like, it was, like, just so, like, like, these, the only person I recognized was the sex tape wrestler, and, like, I was like, okay, who are these people? Why should I care? I don't recognize any of them. Like that couldn't be that. There's a chance it wasn't him. I didn't see his penis. So,
how would you know?
Yeah, but it was all. It just also felt like really kind of disingenuous. Kind of like my stance on Felicia Day and Will Wheaton, where they're like Hollywood washouts that realized, oh wait, I can capitalize on the nerd.
Man,
industry.
Xavier Woods is a huge gamer.
Oh, okay.
And he's like he has had a YouTube channel for years called Up Up Down Down, which is a massive.
Oh,
yeah.
That, okay. Okay. Well,
so
you know what?
It is not disingenuous, at least for him.
Okay. All right. I concede, but. Not knowing that, only knowing him as the sex tape wrestler. Yeah. All right. I was a little weird. Like, what is this guy doing here? I mean, it would just, it would be really like, It'd be like going to a Magic the Gathering tournament.
Marge was going to come back out there.
it'd be like going to a Magic tournament and seeing like Kanye West playing. Like, well, actually, no, he's crazy enough that he might suddenly.
That would really be entertaining as hell.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Like, it just was weird.
Watching Kanye.
He can't West have hobbies. Fucking, he's a wrestler.
Watching Kanye play a fucking Chancellor of the Dross and tap his mana is like that. I'd watch that.
It reminded me so just much.
Calling a judge over because he didn't agree with the other guy. Like, which one resolves first, judge?
Just ask the judge if he's Jewish.
Hey, Kanye's cool with the Jews now.
Yeah, he's cool with the Jews. Yeah, did you hear about this, Derek?
No, what?
Thank God for Jonah Hill. Kanye watched 21 Jump Street, and now he's cool with the Jews.
No, this is not real. Are you kidding?
check his Instagram.
No.
It is.
I don't know.
It's
what's his Instagram?
Kanye West, you dumbass!
I don't know. People sometimes, their Instagram isn't necessarily what their name is. You know, is it Kanye _.West, Kanye the Goat West? Oh, it's only got one photo? No. What? That can't be real. It's got to be a different nope. Kanye West. The checkmark doesn't mean anything anymore, you know?
It does on Instagram.
Like, he created an account, got verified. No, it's fake. Because you can just pay for verification now.
Well, how many followers does he have?
18.1 million because someone fucking paid for a blue check mark on Instagram. And so they're like, oh shit, Kanye West, got
to
follow him.
You're starting to sound a little bit like Kanye over there.
There's no way that's real.
Yep. That's it, man.
Is it so unbelievable that Kanye West would now?
Oh my gosh, it is. It is. I didn't think about it like that. Boss Logic said 21 Jump Street is the new Pepsi. World peace.
I just pulled up the
Holy
photo.
Shit, though. No, I'm going to look into it later. I'll let you know what I find out. You know?
What did you say? Like confirm but verify or something?
Trust but verify.
Dude, the look on your face. Like, no.
That's preposterous.
Is it that out of pocket?
No, not at all. It's completely believable from him, but it's fucking insane.
Dude, yeah.
Boston.
So Boston.
Yeah,
Boston. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to bash like Xavier Woods, but just it gave me like icky vibes. Like, it reminded me of like the Think Geek era where it's like, yo. Are you a nerd? We got a Star Trek pizza cutter. Yeah. What's up, gamers?
What's wrong with that? People love Star Trek pizza. People love pizza. Why can't you put them together?
It's forbidden.
It just seems really like. It also reminds me of Funko Pops, and I hate Funko Pops, and they're like the worst thing ever.
I didn't care about Funko Pops, and now I hate Funko Pops because they killed Mondo.
Yeah, tell us about that.
I mean, that's not important for this conversation. In this podcast, but I cannot believe that they killed Mondo.
There you go, man, dude. Fake gamers, fake nerds, fake fans. You know,
unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. There's just, like, it's really hard to quantify, like my thoughts, but it just seems like capitalists co-opting like our fandom for like cheap consumerism, and then you have like the everyday normie. That like isn't like a real big fan, but they get the fucking Funko Pop and like the Star Trek pizza cutter and like, yeah, I'm a Trekkie, a Klaatu Batu Nikdu, brother. Yeah, welcome to Comic Con. Hey, is this t-shirt free? I don't know. I just don't dig it. But yeah, that's Boston for me. I'm in a space age hotel with the RGB gamer wall.
That's Yotel to you.
Yeah, Yotel. No locations. I'll be here for another day, so I don't want people to find out.
They only got one. Yeah. Which side of the river are you on?
dude, I'm on the fucking NPC loading zone area. Like, shit just comes out of draw distance. But yeah, that was it. Anything you guys want to talk about? Any questions? Any concerns?
How was Boston? I don't know. Like, was it, how was it compared to like previous PAXs that you've been to? Because you've been to like quite a few, right?
Yeah. It, it
felt... this was your first time at PAX East though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was much different because it's all like the main convention floor is like below ground level. So okay. Like you come in on the street level and then you go down an escalator to this big, like, blimp hangar. Like, it's just huge.
It's very different than the, Seattle Convention Center.
Yeah, the Seattle one is chaos because it's so vertical, and there's like that satellite building that where all the like the vendors are in. They could have definitely fit more booths in, but it was like there was a giant Gigabyte Aorus booth. Corsair, Intel had a big booth.
They have foam pit.
No.
Damn.
No foam pits.
Never again.
And there was a lot of PC gaming, which I thought was really cool to see, because I don't recall like past packs having like that much like PC stuff. There was a lot of like artistic like showcase builds. Like, someone made this Last of Us 2 computer case, and it had like Ellie playing a guitar and like a clicker, and like the whole case was like done up. a lot of dice,
Like physical rolling dice or dice, yeah. The publisher or developers dice.
No, EA. A lot of like rolling dice. Like, you need like any kind of material that you could make a dice out of or a die, you could have gotten it. Like, there was like, you wanted like what pick an element off the periodic table, we got it for you.
It's always seemed interesting to me that
radium.
That there's such a market for dice. Like, that I can understand, like, you get a set that's like a material or a color that you like, and maybe you have an extra set in case like a friend needs one or something, but like I know people that have like hundreds and hundreds of them.
Yeah,
it just seems wild to me. Like
like, you just need one, like one, like
just one set.
Yeah, like, I don't know, I don't, it's
like,
it's...
what are you doing with the other ones?
Yeah, right. Like, I don't get it. But there was so much. There was one booth that had like a kiddie pool that was full of dice, and they would charge you by the cup. They would charge
that's
you by
2023's foam pit.
They would
just
give
a
you
cup of dice. What if you like? So you, and then they're not even like. Then you don't have a consistent theme or color. Like, that's just random dice. What, yeah. Where's the value in that?
I don't know, but people were fishing.
And then what if you're like, oh shit, I didn't get a single six-sided like in my whole cup. Like, useless. You just got a useless pile of plastic.
But D4s.
Like, people were straight up fishing around in this pool with like fucking Dixie cups. Like, you want a cup of dice? That's a little...
If you find the golden dice, you get a second cup for free.
It's all D3s. a lot of like really cool indie games. There was one that I didn't get a chance to check out. It was it was like, it was a game where you played a World War II medic, and it was like a semi-simulator game, and like you were the medic. Like, you had to go out and like pull people back. It's on Steam, like green light right now. Steam has like a PAX East showcase section, and that's how I found it. Lot of board games. Board games are like back, dog. Like
back. Did they ever really go away?
I don't know. Like, I just never, like, Twilight Creations was there. That was sick to see that they're like still around, like producing. Like, their website went down for a while. I should have picked something up from them. Like, that was the first like adult board game I ever bought, was Zombies.
Me too.
Yeah. Shouts out.
I still have like the first, I have like the first 10 packs.
Yeah. There was the inexplicable geek furniture booth that it seems to be at every convention. Like, hey, do you need a $15,000 D&D table?
Right.
Have I got the
I mean, if they sell one, it's paid for their convention, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And I tried to get into like a Counter-Strike challenge, but the line was too long. I was going to poon some noobs, but yeah, I dug it. It was the main floor. They had a huge like tabletop gaming section in the back, like huge, like a quarter of the convention center was just tables for gaming. And they had like a library of games you could go out and like buy and rent and like go and play it. They had also the inexplicable soda vendors that are at every convention now.
No jerky to go with it.
No jerky. No. They had food trucks inside the convention center
to fill the empty space.
Yeah. Like you could go get a $16 pork bun and then go get a $40 mug of soda.
Free refills, though.
Yeah, but you got to be drinking so much soda, like on the absolute reg. Like you buy your $40 cup Thursday morning.
I mean, but if you were gonna buy one is probably like $5 or $6. So.
I mean,
like over the whole third, what is it, Thursday through Sunday, or is it Monday as well? So Thursday through Sunday, like 8 beverages, and you've paid for your $40. If you drink a ninth one, you're making money, and you get a free cup.
This specific conversation reminds me of when my broke friends and I would get a soda from a gas station and then use the same cup as long as we possibly could to save like 40 cents every time.
Dude, like I didn't, and then I saw a man, or well, man's a generous term, a large boy washing his mug out in the bathroom sink, and that's
the kind of gremlin behavior we were on.
Yeah, it was just like, and like it kept shutting off, and
like he was making little goblin noises.
He was a big goblin too. He had a lot of soda. And then I was like, what is he? Is that one of those Wild Bill cuppas over there? I was like, huh. And then I used the restroom, and then I left the restroom, and then he was at the booth. They had three of these soda fountains around the convention center. So you could
see that's just convenient at that point.
It felt so.
They were only $40? Man.
Should have been charging $80.
It just felt so decadent and just unhealthy. Like the thought of having like infinite soda on command like that, like for me it reminds me of the
don't look up SodaStream, man, jeez.
it just reminded me of like when I lived in the hangar and I still smoked cigarettes, and it just like I could smoke inside like whenever I wanted, and it just like facilitated over smoking. So instead of like having to go outside to my car or like going out to the like, you know, going out to the streets, like, oh, I'm gonna smoke in here, I'll light it up, it just facilitated.
And then you discovered the pouches, and now
nothing. I had a or like vaping indoors, like vaping in the hangar, like it just facilitated over vaping. And so I feel
whole
like
place smelled like bubble gum,
dude. No, it smelled like airplane oil. Trust me, there's a lot more of that.
You were vaping airplane oil. Dog, that's even less healthy than smoking.
But having infinite soda at three different positions, like, I don't know. It felt decadent and like gluttonous, and I wouldn't do it. But I did. It was like the grossest thing I bought. I bought a milkshake this week. Yeah. That was it. So Boston,
disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
It's good milkshake. I used, a name I like.
Was that at the Shake Shack?
Yeah. It was at the Shake Shack.
Yeah.
The name that I like to give.
Almost done the shake by the time your burger came out. It wasn't very fast.
What? I got the shake first.
Yeah, it was a callback to when you said they weren't fast food.
Oh.
I said, yeah, by the time the burger came, your shake was almost gone.
I didn't get a burger.
No.
I don't get it.
Plot twist.
So a name I like to use at places like, oh, what's your name? What name could I put on the cup? Is Fabian. And that's that is like a semi inside joke. I've been doing it for years, but when I first like started becoming friends with Logan, I followed him on Snapchat, And one day he had a video of him going home, and he's like taking a video of his house. He's like, dude, my roommate's on the roof. And his roommate Fabian was sleeping on the roof of the house, and he had like crow face paint on.
That's one of my favorite videos we made. I straight up drove around the block to film it, and he was just up there like fucking Dracula, arms crossed, in like this black trip trench coat I had. And then the next snap was me climbing up on the roof like, what the fuck is this dude fucking doing? And then like the next one, it's like supposed to be like candid, like I'm just filming like the ground while we're talking. It's just like, yeah, man, I don't know. Sometimes it just kind of
that was
like
fake.
Come up here.
That was fake.
I want you to believe it's real.
What? I thought that was real. Why do you think I've been using Fabian for fucking 5-6 years?
Oh, because it's a cool name.
Wait, his name wasn't even Fabian?
No, his name is Fabian. Oh, yeah. Okay. Everything was a lie.
He didn't even record the video.
That was rigged. I thought that was a genuine like interaction you had with your roommate. Like,
no. Most of the other things that we did on Snapchat was a genuine thing we did, but that was one of the things. Like, we would try to brainstorm, like, okay, what would be like a funny ass fucking Snap story today?
I feel so violated, betrayed. Like, damn, that was fake for years. I thought that was real, dude. It was like the funniest shit I ever saw. I was like, what is that? Why is his roommate so weird? So I started using Fabian at coffee shops and Shake Shacks.
Damn, I regret ruining the magic for you.
Damn. Man. So anyway, I went to Shake Shack and I'm typing Fabian in, and my girlfriend's like, no, stop. Don't be normal. And she like hits delete and types in Shane. She's like, all right, buy the milkshakes. And she walks away. And they're like, delete. Type in Fabian. And the man comes out to like, she's like, all right.
He's everywhere.
The man. The man comes out. I'm like, hey, don't you work for Skybound? Comes out. He's like,
it's like tough times, you know, side hustle.
He's like, I got a milkshake for Trevor and no Fabian over here. And I was like, oh, I forgot. My girlfriend looks at me so fucking pissed. Yeah, so Boston. That's it. That's all I got. It was great. I can't wait to play the Bebop game. Can't wait to travel 4 time zones tomorrow. It's going to suck. I'm glad I have Tuesday off from work. Like, primo. I thought I could do it, but...
Got to have that rest day.
Yeah, got to have that rest day. Yeah, anything else, boys? What do you think? You going to come to... we're going to go to... What do you say we go to PAX Texas? The three of us can meet up. That'll be like neutral territory.
But I got PAX West right over here.
Yeah. Logan?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I was thinking, like, Derek, you're really close to Seattle. Like, I'm pretty close to Seattle. Logan's not. I feel like we should all put ourselves out for the, like, so we can be on the same page. That's why I say we can go to, like, I know I've never been to Texas. I probably shouldn't go there because that's where all my Texas or fuck. That's where all my exes is. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Anyway, I don't know. It's just spitballing ideas. We can go to Mexico together.
The gang takes on Mexico.
Go to Juarez. 3 white dudes go to Juarez. Great
to talk about video games.
Yo, you guys got Game Boy down here? why did I do that voice? Anyway, yeah, that's it. Is that it? That's it.
Yeah, it's been an hour and a half. I for next episode, I spent a lot of time yesterday installing surround sound in my pinball machine, which you're laughing at, but it enhanced the experience a lot. And it only took 12 hours and I only wanted to die for 11 of them. But it works now. So, but that's a tease for the next episode because, this one's a long one already.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You can find more of us at Dynamic Resolution Show on Instagram. We are everywhere. Give us a review, give us a rating, give it a thumbs up, give us a 5 stars on Spotify. Derek, are we going to do Game Passengers soon?
We should. We should. Yep. I need to get back into it.
Yep, absolutely. And Mr. Logan, memory card, what do we got on the horizon?
Ape Escape, April 1st.
Yeah, on the 31st, Ape Escape tapes.
Is it a pre-order or is it a drop?
In hand, ready to go. I mean, I haven't printed the J cards yet, but they are in hand.
The apes are about to escape.
Yeah. Get your butterfly nets ready.
There we go. And you got other stuff in the works. I saw that Resident Evil 4 remake.
Yeah, I'm working on a Resident Evil 4 remake case right now. What else? I don't even remember what else I'm doing. This has been the longest week of my life. I was in a car wreck Monday. I'm spent.
It's all right, man. Like, it's tomorrow's another Monday, so find that guy and fucking crash into him.
Can't wait to do it all over again.
It's all right, man. So we will see you guys back here in Fortnite, baby.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Stop tape.